This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just weeks to go before U.S. schools begin to open, federal health and education officials on Friday stressed the need for children to get back into the classroom despite parents' fears about safety as coronavirus infections surge. Administration officials said reopening schools was critical for children's mental and emotional well-being, as well as to allow parents to get back to work to boost the economy. That's a priority for President Trump as he seeks re-election in November. Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said at a news briefing the CDC had released additional documents for administrators and for parents. Dr. Deborah Birx, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Friday that it was still an open question how rapidly children under the age of 10 spread the illness. While the risk of severe COVID-19 is seen as relatively low for children, there is fear they could infect more vulnerable teachers and other adult school administrators. The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview Friday with the Washington Post, Dr. Anthony Fauci said everybody should be trying to reopen America again, but that it should be done in accordance with set guidelines.
From a baseline that's low enough that when we get these blips of cases, we'll be able to more easily contain them rather than have these surges of cases.
Fauci's comments came one day after COVID-19 infections in the United States exceeded 4 million, with California, Florida, and Texas grappling with sharp increases in infections. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is moving on his own to allow imports of prescription medicines, along with other limited steps that might have some election year appeal. At a White House ceremony, Trump signed four executive orders. One is about importation. The others would direct drug maker rebates straight to patients, provide insulin and EpiPens at steep discounts to low-income people, and use lower international prices to pay for some Medicare drugs. Saying he is not willing to wait any longer, Trump said he was taking action on his own.
I'm unwilling to wait any longer. Therefore, today I'm signing four sweeping executive orders that will lead to massive reduction in drug costs. Massive.
A drive to pass major legislation this year stalled in Congress. The orders received swift pushback from the pharmaceutical industry, which said the move would slow their development of new drugs to fight COVID-19. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin has beseeched residents on Friday who plan to protest over the weekend to remain peaceful and not take the bait from U.S. President Donald Trump. At a news conference, Durkin asked protesters to not fall for the president's plans to target cities led by Democratic mayors as part of his efforts to portray himself as a law and order president.
He is purposely targeting cities run by Democrats. We're better than that as a country. That is not the way we operate. And I'm just urging everybody who hears my words, please don't take the bait.
Meanwhile, at the White House on Friday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany defended the Trump administration's actions in sending federal agents to Portland, Oregon. McEnany said the federal government has a sworn duty to uphold the laws of the United States, and in her words, law and order will prevail. The funeral for the late civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis will be held Thursday at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The family of Congressman John Lewis says Thursday's funeral will be private in Atlanta, but the public is invited to pay tribute over the coming days during a series of celebrations of his life. Those events start Saturday in his hometown of Troy, Alabama. On Sunday morning, a processional will be held in which Lewis's body will once more cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. That's where he and other voting rights demonstrators were beaten 55 years ago on Bloody Sunday. Lewis's body will also lie in state at the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery, the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta, and the U.S. Capitol in Washington Monday night and all day Tuesday. I'm Shelley Antler.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.